The Standing Watch program I alluded to, which has to do with Germany's march into dictatorship, has the following summary. Do we realize how much Germany has already embraced a dictatorial system? This program gives some examples about Germany's autocratic school system, from schools to governmental officials to judges, punishing and persecuting parents who are willing to follow God and obey his commandments. Most Germans are in support of the government's dictatorial conduct and the war against minorities on so many different levels. It's escalating on a frightening scale. And what can the individual Christian do? Now, I gave a German sermon, which was played today, 2022 in prophecy, but it really goes into, amongst other things, the attitude and the developments in Germany and how dictatorial it has become. And I'm also talking in there about the fact that Satan is trying everything he can to prevent the Church of God to keep the Sabbath and the annual holy days. And he's making it very difficult for some parents to take their children out of school. And of course, I asked in the sermon, I asked in the Standing Watch, and I'm asking all of you now to please keep praying for that situation, both in Germany as well as here in the United States. When it comes to the United States, we're also looking for a feast site. And just yesterday, I finally received a call back from one of the hotels I had contacted, and they assured me now that they are going to present an offer to us, hopefully one which we can accept. So that's also something to pray about. When it comes to Germany, we are going to make some announcements soon about making some reservations there, hoping that we can have a feast site there. Of course, as I will mention in a moment, they have now a mandatory vaccination concept in Austria, which is, as a matter of fact, in effect as of today. And they're talking about that in Germany too. And that makes it quite difficult for some people. Now, along those lines, I'd like to go into a few more developments which are closely connected to what I've said already. First of all, I don't know whether you heard this, but Russia has now banned Deutsche Welle, one of the leading German networks. They have banned them. They have not allowed them any longer to operate in Russia. In other words, all the journalists have to leave. And of course, they do this in retaliation of Germany's ban of the RT programming. RT, that is a Russian-sponsored vehicle which was operating in Germany, and Germany had banned them. I mean, it was predictable that Russia would respond in kind. I'm just amazed how blind the German government is for not seeing that coming. Now everybody's saying, oh, this is terrible. What's happening there? What did they expect? So we can see the friction now between Germany and Russia is developing, not so much insofar as Ukraine is concerned, but now insofar as issues like these. I don't know how many of you have followed the fight which is going on right now between Trump and Pence. It was quite an amazing one. Trump had mentioned that Mike Pence should have stopped the certification, that he had the power to do so. Pence came right back saying, no, I did not have the power to do so, and to suggest something like that is totally un-American. So Trump came right back and said, well, that is nonsense, because if that is true, why are they changing the law now, trying to change the law, which the Democrats are in fact trying to do? So, I mean, this is going to be interesting, because if there had ever been the thought of a close connection between Trump and Pence when it comes to the next election or even the midterm election 2022, you might as well forget that one. On top of that, the Republican Party just censored Cheney and Kinzinger, the two, as they're called, Rhinos, who are on that Democrat-ruled committee insofar as January 6th is concerned. So they have been pretty much saying, for doing that, you should really have no place in the Republican Party. I'd like to talk about San Diego a little bit. Did you know, I didn't know this until yesterday, that in San Diego, you pay the highest electricity rates in the nation? In the nation. There's not one city in the United States of America where you pay more or even in equal terms what you pay in San Diego. Of course, it's all done by SDG&E. But now listen to this. SDG&E is owned by Spemra, a publicly traded company. In their most recent year-to-year figures, Sempra reported a profit of over $9 billion. But SDG&E recently raised our rates again. SDG&E is not allowed to simply raise rates on their own. They have to get permission from the California Public Utilities Commission, the CPUC. Now, what is that? That is a regulatory agency. And there are five commissioners on that board, and they are all appointed by who? The governor of the state of California. And then they must be confirmed by the California Senate or state senate. And then it's stated that Governor Newsom, the one who was not recalled, even though he should have been, but I mean, this is what shows the mentality of Californians. So he is the one, it says, he's having all the shots. We do whatever the governor tells us to do, one of the commissioners, former commissioner, said. You don't do anything without his staff reviewing what we are doing and taking what we are doing and approving it. So in other words, who is ultimately responsible for these high rates we in San Diego are paying? Our beloved Governor Newsom. That's what we got. Now, of course, people are totally upset when this came out. And actually, the newscasts, Channel 9, for instance, they said, you know, you have to write them all, write CDGE, and object to this, and because it's just absolutely asinine. I mean, it's just abominable what is happening in San Diego. But that's what we got in this state, in the city of San Diego. There's another interesting development. I don't know whether you heard about this new report which just has come out by the Johns Hopkins University. Let me read to you what Fox News had to say about that. There has been a full-on media blackout of the new study outlining the ineffectiveness of lockdowns to prevent COVID death. According to a Johns Hopkins University media analysis of several studies, lockdowns during the first COVID wave in the spring of 2020 only reduced COVID mortality by 0.2% in the United States and Europe. The researchers wrote, lockdown policies are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy instrument. The Johns Hopkins study received no mention on any of the five liberal networks this week. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and NBC all ignored the anti-lockdown findings after having spent much of the pandemic shaming red states with minimal restrictions and events deemed by critics as super spreaders. The New York Times, The Washington Post, The Associated Press, Reuters, USA Today, Axios, Politico, among other outlets, also turned a blind eye to the findings. Now, you will recall that we have said from the outset, that lockdowns are wrong, actually that they are satanically inspired. It's Satan's way of locking down the people. We have said that for over 2 years. We have lost supporters over that. They didn't like that. They didn't like us to say that. See, now they're coming out with what we have known for a long, long time, but the damage has been done. The damage has been done. Now, in Canada, you heard about the convoy, and something is happening there. It says that a late January poll found 54% of Canadians want to end COVID restrictions. That was up 14 percentage points from just a few weeks earlier. And many feel it has a lot to do with the convoy of the truckers. And here is an interesting article by the Ron Paul Institute saying this. There's a narrow window, a month or two maybe, for governments to declare victory over the virus and roll back their segregation systems, mask-wearing mandates, vaccine mandates, and the rest of the so-called COVID restrictions. Many governments are already doing so. England, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, Switzerland, Finland, Ireland, etc. They have seen which way the wind is blowing. And they are refusing to dismantle the new normal in their countries, and they are rushing to dismantle the new normal in their countries before a convoy of angry truckers arrives at their doors. If they let that happen, they will find themselves in the unenviable position that Trudeau is now in. The Canadian truckers appear to be serious about staying there until their demands are met, which means Trudeau only has two options. One, give in to the truckers' demands, or two, attempt to remove them by force. There is already talk about bringing in the military. Imagine what an unholy mess that would be. Odds are the military would disobey the orders, and if not, the world would be treated to the spectacle of full-blown new normal fascism in action. Either way, Trudeau is history, as long as the truckers stand their ground. I pray, the author says, that they do not give in an inch. And I hope the leaders of other new normal countries like Australia, Germany, Austria, Italy, and France are paying close attention. At this point, Australia is not. Italy is not. Most certainly Austria is not, having just enacted a vaccine mandate. And of course, Germany doesn't seem to either. As I said, Austria, as of today, has decided that everybody who is over 18 has to be mandated. They're giving them until mid-March, and then they're supposed to enforce it with the police and sending out fees up to 3,000 euros. How they're going to enforce it is everybody's guess. A strong opposition party is completely opposed to this, and they said they will fight for the Austrians, so that this is not going to go through. But one never knows what's going to happen. As I said, Austria and Germany are definitely on their way to dictatorship. What we are seeing right now is just a preview of what is going to happen. It's getting worse and worse. And I'm not sure about the Austrians, but when it comes to the Germans, most are in favor of those restrictions, at least at this point. Now, I just got a report from somebody from Germany, not in the church, who is telling me that even in Germany, a strong movement is developing against those restrictions, and it's growing. So we have to see how this develops. We should pray that God might give us some time, some retrieve, some calm before the next prophetic storm, so that we can, at least in peace for a while, do what we need to do as a church. Because we should understand that once the dictatorship is in full force and effect, once the beast is there, whoever that beast is, it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough. I mean, we still will be doing the work from maybe here, as long as they don't shut anything down. But it's going to be extremely tough for the members over there and for the people. So we should keep that in mind. We still have, I would say, a lot more freedom left in this country, even though, as I pointed out in the Standing Watch, I mean, that freedom is being taken away from us, you know, on a gradual level as well. But in comparison to Germany or Austria, it's just still freedom. Over there, not much freedom is left. And then you have the ridiculous concepts when people, you know, do what they did on January 6th, and I'm not at all justifying that or endorsing that, but here they are being prosecuted in an extremely ridiculous way. And those people who are following, you know, Black Lives Matter or Antifa, who have committed all kinds of violent acts, destroyed buildings, set them on fire, they are not prosecuted at all. And if they are getting a slap on the hand. That's the kind of situation we have in this country. It's absolutely ludicrous. But that's what is happening. So again, we are living in a world which is ruled by Satan the devil. We should know that. No country is excepted, no government is excluded. They're all, every single one of them, under Satan's rule. And we in God's church should understand that. And that's why we're supposed to come out of Babylon, this worldwide system of satanic dictatorship. Be separate. Don't touch it. Don't have anything to do with it. Follow God, and He will protect us. That's the only way how we can get protection.